National Council of Jewish Women, Pittsburgh Section, Oral History 2. This is Carol Blyer, and I'm interviewing with Selma Weiss on February 24th, 1999. We are interviewing Tessie Binstock. Tessie, your address?
128 North Craig Street.
Okay, Tessie, can we start with, tell me about your family, your father and mother and siblings?
Well, let's see, I do not have any siblings. I do not have any brothers or sisters, but I had two cousins that were my contemporaries, and we were very, very close together. My parents lived in Altoona, PA, where I was born and raised. My father was in business, and my mother also was in the business with my father.
What kind of business?
They meat distributors.
And you were born when?
July the 22nd, 1918.
What was your home life like?
Well, see, I was an only child. And,
what was Altoona like growing up there?
Well, let me get you. Altoona was a railroad town. And it was made up of many ethnic groups of people. There was a nice Jewish community, and there was a section of Altoona called Jew Hill, where the Jewish people lived for quite a number of years, and there was a synagogue at the bottom of the hill. There was a butcher shop. People were very close, and my grandparents also lived in the same area where my parents lived when I was in town. When my grandfather died, I was about 2 years old, and my grandmother was alone. There were other members of the family, and my mother's name was, maiden name was Klein. We moved to what is called Furnace Avenue, which was in a more suburban area, and my grandmother came to live with us. We also had an apartment building, which my father purchased. In the front of the apartment building was a big store, grocery store. So that was a grocery store and a meat market. And I guess it was a very good business. And people came from all around, because that was before the big grocery store chains. And I was always in the store. And everybody came from even over the railroad tracks, which was a African-American community. And they called me Miss Tessie. There was a camaraderie among the people. There was a lot of Italian Catholics. There were, in that area, not that many Jews at the time. But later, there was an influx. People moved from the hill, and from the 12th Street, 13th Street area, which was a predominantly Jewish neighborhood, as they became more affluent.
They moved to Altoona?
No, they moved from the hill to this suburban area, which was called Phoenix Avenue. And they had a Reformed temple in that area. What else?
What was your religious life like?
Well, we actually belonged to the Conservative Temple, which was still located on 13th Avenue, which was the original area, the original Jewish area.
So you had moved from Altoona. You were born in Altoona, right? And then when did you move? What age were you when you moved from Altoona?
I didn't.
Okay.
We moved to a new neighborhood.
Okay. Right.
I'm giving you background.
Okay. We moved your mother and father's name and grandmother and grandfather's name also.
My father's name was Abraham
Gottlieb.
And my mother's name was Cecilia Gottlieb.
How do you spell Gottlieb?
G-O-T-T-L-I-E-B. Just like it's pronounced. My mother's family name was Klein, K-L-I-N-A.
Oh, wait, you were mentioning that your religion is Sunday school and...
Well, yeah, I went to Sunday school. And, I'm trying to think of the name of the synagogue, but I can't. I don't remember what the name is. I mean, I could find out.
What about where you went to elementary school?
I went to elementary school at Adams School, which was a neighborhood school. And we walked. And I went through till, I think it was a fifth grade school. And then, there weren't really too many Jewish children in the school at the time. And I learned to accommodate myself to the Christian influences of singing in the choral group, Christmas songs, and had many Christian friends. And I guess it's a typical small town existence.
And then where did you go to high school?
Well, first from Adams School, I went to Roosevelt Junior High.
Mm-hmm.
And then to Altoona High School. And the junior high was separated into, there were two junior highs separated into two neighborhoods. The high school was an integrated high school where students came from all over. There was just the one high school. And you could select courses. You could go into a industrial course which prepared the boys for the railroad. And there was railroad tracks that went down the middle of the town, which divide neighborhoods. The girls who were not going on to college took the secretarial courses, and then there were the academic courses, which I took because my mother was very insistent that I get educated. That was very, very important to her. She was educated in Europe, and she spoke several languages. My grandmother spoke Yiddish, and I did learn the language, which I can no longer speak because I've had the experiences aren't there anymore. So I do understand some of the Yiddish, but my ability to verbalize is no longer there. I went into Pitt, University of Pittsburgh, which seemed very, very far from Altoona at the time. because you could only get there by driving over the Crescent Mountains, and it took maybe 4 hours to get there. So we would pack baskets of food to take the trip to Pittsburgh, where I attended the university and graduated in 1940 with a degree in psychology and teaching.
Did you live on campus or you traveled back and forth?
Yeah. No. I lived I lived with relatives in Squirrel Hill. Let's see. I met my husband, Samuel E. Binswell, Dr. Samuel E. Binswell. And I graduated Pitt. And there was a war, beginning of the war, years. We got married in 1941. My daughter, Rochelle, Paul or Shelley, was born in 1942. Those were difficult years to explain, because Sam had already enrolled as a dentist in the Army Dental Corps. It was important that young men go into the Army.
How did you meet your husband?
Through Verena. He was here. And he was a dentist, so we met. Through friends. What else? Sam was sent to Front Royal, Virginia. And Shelley and I joined him in Front Royal, Virginia, which was a remount point where they trained horses and dogs for the Army. And Sam was the dentist who opened up the dental clinic. And that was another experience that's very difficult to remember all the details. But we lived on the remount, and we lived Army life according to officers. He was a captain at that time. You could hear the dogs barking, and Shelley and I would walk up to where the dogs were trained to watch the training of the dog and the soldier, that they would work together as a team. There were horses in corrals, and we would also walk to the corrals to feed the horses. So, and when it wasn't typical Army life, but it was away from family and away from friends. And I guess if I had known then what I know now, I would have enjoyed that much more than what I did, because it's always the concern, what next? You know, what's going to happen next?
Can I just take you back to the university? You were in the University of Pittsburgh in the late 30s?
1940.
You graduated in 1940, so you had started.
I should back up. I went to Penn State for 1 year.
Oh, okay.
I went to Penn State.
And why did you transfer to University of Pittsburgh?
I don't know. I just thought I wanted to go to the University of Pittsburgh. You know, Penn State, it was lovely for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought, you know, it would be more to my advantage to go to University of Pittsburgh, because it was a city. Mm-hmm. And I really was looking to connect with Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to find my identity in the Jewish community.
Was the University of Pittsburgh more Jewish than Penn State?
The community was more Jewish than Penn State.
Mm-hmm. And what were the college years like? Were there any teachers that stood
well,
out?
Well, I was a Phi Sigma, mm-hmm. Rushed. And, you took courses. You took all kinds of courses.
Uh-huh.
But I was always interested in that. Oh, I think that's kind of funny. We had a choice of what language to take, so I took German because I thought that would be the easiest to get through since I knew Yiddish, and found, much to my chagrin and unhappiness, that it wasn't similar at all. And I had a rough time with German, a very rough time.
Did they require a language at that time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After the Army?
Let's see what we want to say about the... Well, you know about the dogs, you know mm-hmm. about the horses.
But your husband didn't have to go overseas?
He did.
Oh, he did go.
What's a remount? You mentioned you lived on the remount.
Well, it was an Army camp. It was an Army camp, but they called it a remount because they trained horses. We had horses.
Oh, so that's...
They trained horses. Everybody there knew how to ride. And most of the officers were horse people. And most of the trainers for the dogs were German, predominantly German, dog trainers.
That's interesting.
And there was no Jewish presence that I knew of until the holidays. And I mean, you don't need all this stuff. I'm just telling you. When Sam asked for time off to come home to Pittsburgh, his parents, of course, are living in Pittsburgh, to go to I think it was Rosh Hashanah. And Captain Epgar, why I remember his name, I don't know. Captain Epgar said, of course, you know, you can go. And since Yom Kippur comes right after Rosh Hashanah, just stay through and you don't have to come back. Take 2 weeks off and go. Which we did, and we drove, and that time there wasn't a highway. It was really a rough, just a road between Front Royal, Virginia, which is... in Pittsburgh. And then we learned that there were a number of not one officer, one Jewish, no, two Jewish officers and two or three Jewish servicemen. We became very friendly with one of the officers, a young couple like ourselves, the Finbergs. And we maintained a friendship long after the war years were over.
So your husband, after Front Royal, he went overseas?
Well, they closed Front Royal.
And then?
And he went to India. He was sent to India.
Did you go?
No. India? They wouldn't let me go to India. I went home, Dow Tuna.
With your daughter?
Oh, sure. Shelley was uh-huh. about... and I was pregnant with Linda. So I went home and my parents took me in. Not only did they take me in and Shelley in, but we also had a beautiful Cocker Spaniel. And he of course went home with us.
What?
And the Cocker Spaniel was given to us by a very appreciative patient of Sam's, who was a dog trainer.
What did Sam do in India?
He was a dentist. Dentist. He was with the 20th General Hospital, which was on the India and Burma, the China Burma Theater. China Burma. So
how many years was he there?
No, just a year. It was just the year the war was over.
Mm-hmm.
the hell was it, 1945. And the war years were,
difficult, very difficult.
Because we saw young men who went into service and never came back. You know, families were devastated by what was happening. And when peace was declared, or the war was over, everybody ran out of their houses and shouted.
What kind of rationing did you have?
Well, of course we had rationing. You know, the rationing of sugar, rationing of tires, rationing of nylons, meat, pretty much a lot of rations. And we had coupons. You know, we had to use coupons.
How did you get them?
Government.
Issued coupons?
Mm-hmm. You know, you went to get coupons. I don't know how you got them. You went to the government office, you got coupons. And by then, of course, it was a state of flux, not only for myself, but for many, many of my friends whose husbands were also in the service. And I think it was kind of a holding period when we just kind of existed waiting for the letters, waiting for the husband to come back.
After your husband came back?
He came back and opened up his office.
Where was his office?
Pittsburgh.
You know, what was the address of his office?
In Pittsburgh?
What area in Pittsburgh?
Downtown. He was always downtown. And we bought a little house on Callahill Street. And we moved to Callahill Street. Marty was born. No, you have Linda. Linda was born in Altoona. Linda's born in Altoona. Marty was born in Pittsburgh. And then Bobby, Robert. And we really were outgrowing our little house on Calhoun Street by then. So we bought a home. Not a little house, but a home on Highland Avenue, North Highland Avenue, with a really very nice home.
What were your children's names, the two boys that you mentioned? And
Martin.
Okay.
And
when was he
Robert.
Born?
Huh?
When was Martin born?
Should have had all these days. Well, let's see. Shelley was born in 1941 or 2. Linda was born in 1945. Marty was born about 1948, and then there was 7 years difference. So where does that come to?
1955.
That's Bob Robert.
Robert. Okay, they went to Fulton School. It was a wonderful, it was really a real good neighborhood. Good neighborhood. The school was within walking distance, and they walked. There was a streetcar. Do you remember streetcars? It's not buses, it was a streetcar went down Highland Avenue. And wherever they wanted to go when they got old enough, of course. They all went to Fulton. Excellent education. Went to Peabody. And they're educated people. It was the kind of neighborhood where AZA and BBG were very important, and all the kids in the neighborhood kind of got together and knew each other, and it was safe enough to walk to Gammon, where you could
You know, you don't remember Gammons? Do you remember Gammons?
I was brought up in East End.
Oh, do you remember Gammons?
Gammons,
you walked to Gammons.
School, Peabody High School.
Oh, did you? Fulton, too.
Oh, interesting.
You could walk to Gammons. The kids all gathered together, and they would walk to Gammons.
Was it a pretty Jewish neighborhood?
It was a Jewish neighborhood.
There were a lot of Jews.
A lot of Jews. But there was also other groups. I mean, there.
Yeah, it was mixed, but there were Jews.
It was mixed, but
there
were some there very were, fine, fine.
There were three synagogues. Two or three synagogues.
No, well, let's see. There
what
was
synagogue Sharks, did you belong to?
B'nai Israel.
And your children
went to B'nai Israel.
And were they Bar Mitzvah?
Bar Mitzvah, confirmed. Where were we? Oh, we had
Gammons.
Gammons.
Gammons. And you could walk to the movies, and there was the Enright.
You went to the Enright?
Oh. There were three movies there, but I don't remember.
You're taking me back to
Oh, really? The Enright.
The Regent
Square. It was kind of a safe area. It was a safe neighborhood, wasn't it?
Well, I remember my mother used to worry about me when I walked, but it's not like today. It was a lot safer back then.
Yeah, it was a safe neighborhood.
Our doors were locked. Did you keep your doors unlocked at the time?
Yeah, we sat on the porch. We had a beautiful big porch. You remember my house? Do you know my house on Highland Avenue? So sat up on a hill with the big white pillars. Highland and Jackson.
I guess right on the corner of Wellesley and
Highland and Jackson. Jackson.
Maybe it was Jackson with the white pillars.
The big white pillars.
What
yeah.
did you do while the children were growing up? Where,
what was I doing when my children were growing up? I think I was a mother. I also was very active in B'nai B'rith women, and my husband Sam was active in B'nai B'rith men, and we became presidents of councils. They were called councils at the time.
Do you remember the year that you were president?
Somewhere I have a certificate.
We can get that later.
Huh? We can get to that later. If I had known all you wanted all these dates, I would have. You know, I didn't think of dates. We had a big back enclosed yard, and Marty wanted a pet, a dog. And we went out to a breeder of collies. And we had a magnificent collie, which Marty showed. And you don't have to mark all this down. Which Marty, he showed this big collie. This collie was exquisite. And we had a run in the backyard. And when Marty applied to medical school, he went to Tulane first, undergraduate school, Tulane. And it was a 3-year course, and he went to Hopkins, John Hopkins. So when he applied for medical school, they asked him what his extracurricular activities were. And he said he showed dogs, which he did, because he went with Mrs. Poole, who was the breeder, to show dogs. And they were so impressed with the fact that he showed dogs that the man who was head of this whole team of questionnaires, if you want to call them, said that that's the kind of dog that he was going to buy and wanted Marty to tell them all about collies. Yeah, I mean, this is true. I don't
ever tell.
No, I mean, I thought that was... Anyhow.
Let's go back to some of your volunteer activities.
All right. So I was I belonged to ADASA, UJF.
What else? President of Fulton School PTA. Parent representative at Peabody High School. And they join NCJW till later. Maybe they join later. I don't think they had NCJW so much in these standards. I know there was Hadassah, and I know there was B'nai B'rith.
What were
PTA. Well, that's busy, kid.
Yeah.
You know, that's real busy. Okay? When Bobby was in high school, and I had been taking extra courses at Pitt.
In psychology?
In psychology, and got a master's. And
did you work in the field?
Okay. Signed up as a sub teacher